This is Don Drysdale. One of the greatest things in sports is turning defeat into victory. Well, I'll tell you about a terrible tragedy that turned into inspiration. This program is brought to you by this station as a public service on behalf of your local Army representative. Today's Army gives you a chance to serve yourself and your country. It's as simple as ABC if you go Army Bicentennial. Now today's program. In 1945, World War II ended. Much of Europe was a broken mass of rubble. People were miserable. Their countries were in ruins. Italy was especially bad off. They had been treated badly by their German allies and then were overrun by the Allies. The people needed something to pick up their spirits, and that pick-me-up came from sports, specifically soccer. The whole country went soccer crazy. Stars of local teams were instant heroes. Championship teams were showered with gifts, publicity, and adoration. There's never been another sports craze like it in the world, and during the late 40s, being a soccer player was better than being a movie star or a millionaire. Every city poured their hearts into a chance to win the crown, but the perennial champs always came from Turin. They had a great coach and a great school program, and they believed in themselves. Year after year, Turin was the team to beat, something that seldom happened. As national champions, Turin toured all over Europe playing outstanding teams from other countries. They usually won, and their victories made all of Italy proud of their country and helped restore some of their lost national pride. You can imagine what it was like when they lost their entire team. And I'll tell you about that in just a moment. First, here's something from today's Army. You know, it takes a lot of things working together to make a champion. Dedication, natural ability, intense training. Well, today's Army offers you that training you want, guaranteed before you enlist. Put this with your dedication and talent and come out a winner in the race of life. See your Army representative and join the people who've joined the Army. Now back to our story. It's about the soccer team from Turin. In 1949, they were Italy's national champion, and a war-torn country was regaining some of its pride as their team defeated one European opponent after another. Turin looked unbeatable. Then, one winter's day, they traveled to Portugal to meet the national champions of that country. The Portuguese were crafty and fast. The game was lightning fast as both teams ran each other past the point of endurance. The score was tied and then tied again. Finally, the Italians won a hard-fought game 4-3. They climbed on the plane to return home to a hero's reception. As the door on the DC-3 closed behind them, they waved to their Portuguese host and took off. It was the last time they were to be seen alive. As the plane soared into the clouds, the pilot had no way of knowing that a huge storm was whipping south out of the Swiss Alps and into the Mediterranean. Their small plane was whipped around in high winds and blinding rain. They lost altitude and tried to find a place to land, but they didn't have a chance. The wind finally slammed the plane into the sea, and everyone aboard was killed. It was the worst disaster in sports history. Never before had so many famous championship athletes been killed at once. The bodies were recovered and taken to Italy. Hundreds of thousands of mourners met the coffins as they arrived. As the cortege returned the bodies to Turin, the highways were jammed with onlookers. Everyone wore black armbands. Flowers covered the streets. It was a national tragedy. Men cried openly. When the coffins arrived in Turin, people from all over Italy began arriving to pay their last respects. And over 3 million people filed by the coffins in those last few days. The national government built a shrine in memory of that team, a huge archway with a statue of a soccer star. Well, that shrine still stands today as an inspiration to all athletes and as a reminder of what one sport can do for a country's morale. This is Don Drysdale, and your morale will be great if you join the Army team. Learn a skill with a great future in or out of the service when you join the people who've joined the Army. Till next time, so long, everyone.